This is Georgia Focus Extra.
Georgia 811 is dedicated to preventing damage to Georgia's underground utilities and promoting public safety by connecting utility companies with professional excavators and homeowners who are planning mechanized digging activities. Megan Estes is with Georgia 811.
Anytime you're doing any type of excavation or even simple digging, homeowners, landscapers, professional excavators all have to contact 811 before you dig. It's really easy. You need to do it at least 2 business days before you plan on actually digging. And then we can go out and actually notify the members that are in your area of your plans so they can mark out where their utility lines are.
What type of utilities are members of Georgia 811?
So we have over 800 utilities that are members of Georgia 811. Everything from electric to gas, telecommunications, water are all members. And whenever somebody contacts 811, the members have already outlined their area on our map where they have service lines. When someone contacts us then, we're able to figure out exactly who needs to be notified that digging is going to be taking place in that area. And it's normally about 7 or 8 members or utility companies that are contacted for each dig ticket. So when a member sends their locators out, they can use paint, stakes, flags to mark the underground utilities that are there. There are different colors that represent the different utility types. So when you see red, you'll know that's electric. Orange is telecommunications. Yellow is gas. And blue is water.
There's so much below ground now, and you don't really think that there's so much going on down there.
Right. We have so much underground infrastructure here in Georgia and across the country that you really never know where the underground lines are. So there can be large cross-country lines that are going through neighborhoods. Of course, the smaller telecommunication lines. It's actually required by law if you are using any mechanized equipment to contact 811 before any digging.
Now, if you've hired someone like a landscape company or whoever, contractor or something to come in, they're the ones responsible for calling 811, right? Or does the homeowner have to do it then?
So usually the contractor will contact 811 and manage the ticket, but we still encourage the homeowners to check up. That should be one of the questions that homeowners ask their contractors. Will you be contacting 811? And then it's easier to make sure that it has been covered. So homeowners, make sure that you ask your contractors if they've contacted 811. And if not, it's really easy for homeowners themselves to contact us. Right now, you can, of course, call 811, but we have the majority of our tickets coming in online. So you can go to georgia811.com and you can see on the bottom left a place where you can go ahead and do an online request. And it's really similar to a questionnaire. So homeowners can fill out their questionnaire there, or we have an app. It's just called the Georgia 811 Excavator app, and you can fill out the questionnaire there. So as long as homeowners are doing that at least 2 business days before the digging project begins, all the lines should be marked. And then also, we really encourage people to follow us on social media. Georgia 811 is our name on Facebook, and Georgia 811 Adventures is how you can find us on Instagram. And all this year in 2019, we're doing monthly giveaways on both Instagram and Facebook. So we really encourage people to follow and like our page. We've given out aquarium tickets, a $5,000 gift card to Home Depot. We've given out gas grills, a Roomba. So really encourage people to follow us on social media.
That's Megan Estes from Georgia 811. John Clark, Georgia News Network.